Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello!
Hello.
Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am 2024. Hey, it's Tommy Thistle. Welcome to the show that asks who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh, and I didn't know we were starting, and our guest just arrived, so I'm pretty nervous right now, guys. We'll get through it. Hey, who has never seen the show before? Make some noise.
Yeah.
Welcome. Have you listened to the show?
No.
No? Oh, what made you come today then? You. Okay, great, excellent. Great. None of my marketing, a friend. Great, excellent. Well, what I do, at the start of every show, I've done like 312 shows. At every show, I've found another Josh Earl, that's my name, and I find another and see what they're doing. And today, I found a new one. It's been a while, but here we go. I share my name with a man who is an ex-police officer and a high school wrestling coach. Sweet combo. He lives in Idaho, and he's opened up a homestead called Figure It Out. Where people learn to live sustainably off the land while also learning to shoot guns. God bless America. Anyway, hey, if it is your first time, you're too shy to say out. What I do, I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, writer, actor who shares his name with a man on Facebook who couldn't be more of a Russian bot if he tried. All his friends are just cam girls. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Joel Kim Booster, everyone! Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Big fans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How you going?
Well, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
Well, I was just watching a TV show last night called The Project on TV. You may have heard of it. Joel Kim Booster's the guest. Go out there. First thing off, having a crack at 5'7" men. What's wrong?
Literally, come and see my show. My show is literally, I have 10 minutes on how short men are mistreated in society.
Okay.
They are the most oppressed people in the world. They are the only people we can make fun of with impunity and not lose our jobs. So it's not fair. And I think especially, like, I have a lot of female friends who are quite evil when it comes to anybody who's below. Because there is something about, like, a lot of my female friends, it's like, They're looking here, and it's they're normal. And then suddenly their eyes flicker at a man, and it's just like up here, you know? Like if they flicker above 5'11", they lose their minds. And I don't know what it is, because I'm always like, that man looks horrible. He's just tall. like, I don't get it. And quite frankly, I think in the gay community, we treat our short men, we know what we have, okay? Like, honestly, Josh, if you were gay, you'd be snorting coke off a dick in Mykonos right now. Like, we would take such good care of you.
Always nice to have a backup plan. No. Okay. Hey, also joining me is a comedian who shares her name with a wedding and event planner based in Spain. Last time she was on the podcast, she had the most amazing come-from-behind victory we've ever seen on the podcast. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Lara Ricotte! Hey, hello.
Hey.
Welcome, Lara. How are you?
Good, and you? What did you say about me?
You had the best. Remember last? You won this last time.
You came from behind.
Oh,
yes.
Last time I came from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Guy Williams and you had a nice little thing, and you won. It was great. We all loved it when Guy lost.
Took him
it was
from really behind.
Good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Hey, everyone.
Anytime. All right, our next guest is a woman who shares her name with the finance features correspondent for the website Business Insider. She's based in New York. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Danielle Walker.
Hello.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good. seem shocked that I asked.
I am.
All right. Finally, is a comedian who shares his name with the CEO and founder of Self-Made Glory, a Minnesota music studio, where he's recorded his own tracks. These tracks are called Out of Love, She Bad, She Bad, and Time to Myself.
Wow.
Think someone had a breakup. But what we have here, it's all the way from New Zealand, it's Chris Parker, everyone! Hi, Chris.
Such a long way to walk.
I'm sorry, did you say all the way from New Zealand?
Yeah.
It's pretty far. I watched a whole movie. Yeah. And I cried on the plane. Anyway.
How was it 6 hours?
No, it's three.
Yeah. Oh, but with the time difference, it's six.
Yeah, I watched an entire season of Game of Thrones on my phone, okay? So, I want to hear it.
What do you watch, Lara? Do you watch anything?
Yeah, I watch a lot. I watch Killers of the Flower Moon, Downer, but...
That's all you need for one long flight, really.
Long as hell. I wouldn't have watched it if it wasn't on a flight, because I was stuck. But it was good. I watched Hairspray. That's about racism. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What the hell? I've seen that before, but it was a surprise. I was like, this movie's about racism?
Yeah, you think it's going to be about hair, but it's not.
About racism. <at all. laughs> All right. Great.
Our first game today is called Social Me Media. What do? I've gone through everyone's social media presence.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a safe space. This has been... I don't want to do this anymore.
And I'm going to read them out. And if you think you know who wrote them, buzz in.
Can I preface something? Which is that I haven't posted anything online in like... 4 years
That's
or something.
Right.
So
it's still there.
That I've
it's
written
still
is,
there, Danielle.
I just want to say it's not up to date with my current standard of work.
Your name's your buzzer. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't lose any points here. Okay.
Wow.
So buzz in, and then here we go.
No. Like Facebook or like?
Yeah, which ones?
All of them.
No. No!
Hey, even Threads. I'm the one person who's still looking at Threads.
Not where we're all trying to make it happen. Oh, God, it's so vulnerable.
Question one. Everybody's got to get a rifle.
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
I think it was Lara.
No, that was Danielle Walker. Oh. Point there for Danielle.
Oh,
yeah. On you.
When did I say that?
Years ago.
Okay.
At least more than four.
My thinking was they are both famously from a place where guns aren't allowed or well respected, and we are from a part of the country or the world where we love guns.
Yeah. I thought it was my hat.
When I see a gun in the wild, I get like starstruck. I'm like, when you see the security with them, I'm like, oh my God, they've got the things.
No, part of the reason I love being in Australia is you guys stole all the best parts of America, but you were like, none of the guns, though. You can have those.
We do have guns. You just have to have, like, a
bad attitude.
Yeah.
Family problems.
Yeah.
Question two. Edamame is such a fucking scam.
Okay, I think it was Joel.
You are correct. It was Joel. Point for Lara. Yes.
Great.
I'm $10 to suck the salts. God. Disgusting.
And it is it's like olives as well. Where everyone's like fishing shit out of their mouth and putting it in a bowl. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's true. And you kind of like eat the skin in order to get a little more. Yeah. But you don't even want that. You don't want that.
And it's a bean. Just get it out.
Yeah. Put them in the bowl.
Have a spoon and have some beans.
Why am I doing labor at your restaurant?
Yes.
Question three. The fact we are still out here as humans using power plug converters for different countries is so embarrassing for us. Why wouldn't we just make it easier for ourselves?
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
Is that Chris?
Yeah, it was Chris.
Listen, no. This is going to be so bad. Because my Facebook status is like, I love my mum. Like, it's just... so happy to be back home. Like, I hate it so much. I still treat it like it's an earnest place to, like, share how you feel.
No, there's some good ones coming up. Question four. The way my wardrobe changed from jeans to only pants with elastic waistbands after 2020 is something historians will be researching for years to come.
I don't know, actually. I went
Chris,
for
it's Chris. Yeah. I hate myself. It's Chris, and it's Chris, and I hate myself. It's Chris, and it's Chris, and...
That one was really tough, because the last thing you want to do is, like, look at the panel
yeah.
and go...
Yeah.
These are elasticated.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking, what, like, pregnancy pants?
I just gained, like, 10 kgs from 2019, and I've never got rid of it. And it's just hanging around forevermore. But I haven't changed my wardrobe, so it's all just elasticated now.
So it's not even a COVID thing, because that happened in 2020. It's just 2019. You just
yeah. <dead now. laughs>
What did you know?
I was so stressed I couldn't tell anyone. I knew and I couldn't tell anyone. The world's about to shut down. Who do I tell? I hate my feelings. No more from me, Josh.
I've got some bad news. Okay. Question five. Just saw a bald man with a baby. It looked like a big baby carrying a little baby.
Joel, that's got to be Laura, right?
No, that's Danielle. Point there for Danielle.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
That's really good. But thank you. I
don't, no offense if you are bald, but you've got to have glasses or a beard or something like that. You just yeah. got to do something.
It's yeah. weird.
It'd be fun.
Or you could just off yourself.
You know what's one really good thing about bald people? They can go in convertibles and have no issues.
And they don't need swimming caps.
And they don't need swimming caps.
I'm going to write that down. Come up on a podcast later on.
All right, question six. My boyfriend doesn't think Clonopin is a cute name for a dog.
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle. Everyone has boyfriends on this stage.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't Lara. That beautiful?
I love this. Love wins.
Everyone has a boyfriend.
You think Sorry. Lara?
Yeah.
It was Joel Kimbusa. Oh, fuck. Point there for Joel.
Fuck.
It's a cute name for a dog.
God damn it. I don't know what Clonopin is. And then I was trying to work out if they have it in New Zealand.
I don't know what it is.
It's an
one of our many drugs. It is no, it's an anti. It's like an anti-anxiety. It's like what housewives take to chill out. You know, yeah.
Like Valium.
Very similar. Okay. They're at the same parties. You know.
In Australia, we call them clonopizzies. It's like a different.
In New Zealand, they're just like, just go for a walk.